God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Help us, O Lord, to learn the truths thy word imparts, to study that thy laws may be inscribed upon our hearts. Help us, O Lord, to live the faith which we proclaim, that all our thoughts, words, and deeds may glorify your name. Help us, O Lord, to teach the beauty of your ways, that yearning souls may find the Christ and sing aloud his praise. You dwell in the heavens. Have mercy on us. To you I have lifted up my eyes. You who dwell in the heavens, my eyes like the eyes of slaves on the hands of their lord. The eyes of a servant on the hand of her mistress. So our eyes are on the Lord our God till he show us his mercy. Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy. We are filled with contempt. Indeed, all too full is our soul with the scorn of the rich, with the proud man's disdain. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, will be forever. Amen. You dwell in the heavens, have mercy on us. Our help is in the name of the Lord. If the Lord had not been on our side, this is Israel's song. If the Lord had not been on our side when men rose against us, then would they have swallowed us alive when their anger was kindled. Then would the waters have engulfed us, the torrent gone over us, over our head would have swept the raging waters. Blessed be the Lord who did not give us a prey to their teeth. Our life like a bird has escaped from the snare of the fowler. Indeed, the snare has been broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord. The Lord surrounds his people with love now and forever. Those who put their trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion that cannot be shaken, that stands forever. Jerusalem, the mountain, surrounds her. So the Lord surrounds his people both now and forever. For the scepter of the wicked shall not rest over the land of the just, for the fear that the hands of the just should turn to evil. Do good, Lord, to those who are good, to the upright of heart, but on the crooked and those who do evil, drive them away. On Israel, peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord surrounds his people with love, now and forever. A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. This command which I enjoin on you today is not too mysterious and remote for you. No, it is not something, it is something very near to you, already in your mouths and in your hearts. You have only to carry it out. The word of the Lord. Your word, O Lord, is a lantern that guides my steps and lights up my pathway before me. All-powerful and ever-living God, you ennoble your church with the heroic witness of all who give their lives for Christ. Grant that the victory of Saint Ignatius of Antioch may bring us your constant help, as it brought him eternal glory. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks.